Here are my top 10 ways of thinking like a billionaire. Number 1. Don't take vacations. What's the point? If you're not enjoying your work, you're in the wrong job. Even when I'm playing golf, I'm doing business. I never stop, and I'm usually having fun. Now that my kids are joining the family business, I'm closer to them than I've ever been. And I'm finding out that I love relating to them just the way my own father related to me, through a passion for work well done. By the way, I'm not the only one who doesn't take vacations. My NBC compatriot, Jay Leno, works just as much as I do, and maybe that's one of the reasons he stayed on top in the late-night ratings wars. Number 2. Have a short attention span. Most successful people have very short attention spans. It has a lot to do with imagination. Quite often, I'll be talking to someone and I'll know what they're going to say before they say it. After the first 3 words are out of their mouth, I can tell what the next 40 are going to be. So I try to pick up the pace and move it along. You can get more done faster that way. Number 3. Don't sleep any more than you have to. I usually sleep about 4 hours per night. I'm in bed by 1 a.m. and up to read the newspapers at 5 a.m. That's all I need. And it gives me a competitive edge. I have friends who are successful and sleep 10 hours a night, and I ask them, how can you compete against people like me if I sleep only 4 hours? It rarely can be done. No matter how brilliant you are, there's not enough time in the day. You may be wondering, why do you need a competitive edge? You don't if you're happy to be an also-ran in life. In A Natural History of the Rich, Richard Conniff notes that it's common behavior for moguls to seek dominance. Even such traits as who makes the most eye contact in a conversation can be an indication of who seeks to dominate. Conniff singles me out as an example of someone who achieves dominance through my appearance, by leaving my eyebrows untrimmed in order to intimidate negotiating partners. I'm pleased to note that he doesn't comment on my hair. Number 4. Don't depend on technology. A lot of it is unnecessary and expensive. I don't have a computer on my desk. I don't even use an intercom. When I want someone in my office, I yell. It works a lot better than an intercom, and it's much faster. I don't even have an ATM card. I've never used one in my life. That's the funny thing about being rich. When I go to restaurants, I rarely have to pay. It's usually on the house. The sad part is that if I needed the money, they would make me pay. I can understand why some people would appreciate the convenience of ATM cards, but a lot of other tech devices are completely unnecessary and get in the way of human contact. If you have something important to say, look the person in the eye and say it. And if you can't get there, pick up the phone and make sure they hear the sincerity in your voice. Email is for wimps.